Now, here's a story you're going to find hard to believe. Last month, Dr. David C. Arndt, an orthopedic surgeon, left a patient on the operating table at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and went to the bank to deposit his paycheck. 35 minutes later, he returned to finish the operation. Ann Bernard is a medical reporter for the Boston Globe. She's been covering the story and joins us. Ann, this is an amazing story. Just set the scene for us and fill in the details, if you would.
Well, Dr. Arndt was performing spinal fusion surgery on a patient. They were about 6 hours into the operation when he told the people in the operating room that he needed to step out for a few minutes. 15 minutes went by, and they realized they didn't know where he was or when he was coming back. The hospital made preliminary arrangements to bring someone else in to do the surgery, which is very specialized, and no one else there at the moment was able to do it. But he did come back and completed the surgery without incident after having been gone for about 35 minutes.
But he didn't tell anyone where he was going, right?
No, apparently not. And I should note that these are preliminary findings of the Board of Medicine in Massachusetts. They have done an investigation, and they've suspended his license because they think he's an immediate threat to the health, safety, and welfare of the public. But a further hearing is going to be held, and he may be able to present his side of the story more fully.
Now, the operating room staff might have had some clue, though, because he'd been asking a nurse several times during the operation whether his paycheck had arrived. Isn't that right?
That's right. She made several calls to his private office to find out if the paycheck had arrived. And in fact, another doctor told the medical board's investigator that he had been on the way to operate and someone had handed him an envelope with the paycheck. When he walked into the room to give the check to Dr. Arndt, that's when Dr. Arndt said he had to step out.
And then when he got back, he expressed surprise that people were a little bit upset with him.
Yes. Initially, that's the way he reacted, according to his colleagues. He said that he felt he had to get to the bank before it closed at 7 p.m., although later he told the board investigator that he felt he had used horrible judgment and he regretted what he had done.
Now, in stories that I read, it suggested that Dr. Arndt was guilty of something called patient abandonment. Now, is that a crime or is it a violation of medical ethics?
Nothing here is a criminal issue. These are all civil issues to do with his right to practice medicine in Massachusetts. Patient abandonment is a term that is usually used in cases when a patient feels like a doctor has ended the conversation too quickly or failed to refer them to another specialist or failed to follow up on their case. Very rarely does it involve something quite so literal and physical as what's alleged here.
So what happened to the patient?
Apparently, the patient is fine. The patient was unharmed, but the medical board seemed to feel that by leaving the operating room, the doctor had increased the patient's risk. And that's because the longer you're under anesthesia, the greater the risk of complications.
Thanks very much, Ms. Bernard.
Thank you.
Ann Bernard is a medical reporter for the Boston Globe.